We're on page 890. We're on Pasuk Tes, B'yom HaShabbos. Okay, last time we were learning about the Korban Tamid, discussing the whole concept of Tamid, and the Shulchan Aruch begins with Tamid, ends with Tamid, and all that. Okay, now the Torah says like this, B'yom HaShabbos. Don't rush. You might.
I'll follow your directive, Rabbi.
Okay.
Be careful what you ask.
What?
Be careful what you ask. Okay.
B'yom HaShabbos and the day of Shabbos. So until now, the Torah was speaking about page 890, the Korban Tamid that he brought twice a day in the Beis Hamikdash, 365 days a year, 354 days a year. Now the Torah speaks about, the Torah is going to start talking about the Korban Musaf, which is an additional Korban. That's what the word Musaf means, additional Korban that they brought on the holidays, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and so on. V'yayim HaShabbos, and the day of Shabbos, Shnei Chvasim and Eishonot Tumimim, they brought two lambs in the first year, B'nei Shonim means in the first year, U'shnei Esreinim, and 2/10 of an Eifah, Seles mincha b'lulav ha-shemen, for fine flour, solus is the best type of flour, mixed with oil, v'niskei, and the pouring that they poured on the mizbeach. Oilav Shabbos b'shabbatei, the carbon oil of every Shabbos and its Shabbos, al oilav satomid v'niskei, in addition to the carbon tomid that they brought every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So, very simply, the Torah is just adding an additional korban on Shabbos. In fact, in halacha they discuss, every Shabbos, when there's a Yom Tov, we take out a second Sefer Torah, and we read, in fact, from Parshas Pinchas, the Maftir, we read, the korbanos of that day. So they ask, why don't every Shabbos we take out a second Sefer Torah and read Ubiyom HaShabbos? This is also the Musaf. Just like every Yom Tov, we have two Sefer Torahs. One about the parsha, so to speak, or about the chag, and then the korban of the day. So why don't we do this every Shabbat? Take out one parsha for Miketz. We did anyway for Chanukah. Take Vayigash, and then a second Sefer Torah to read these two psukim. So the answer is because the minimal size of an aliyah is 3 psukim, and this has only 2 psukim, and therefore you cannot read an aliyah of 2 psukim. And therefore we don't take out the second Sefer Torah on Shabbat to read this because it's too little.
On Yom Tov?
Yom Tov it's more than 2 psukim. It's at least 3.
So why don't we do just 3 psukim on Shabbat?
Huh?
What, we cannot do 3 psukim?
Because they learn halacha Meshe Messina that everything, you can put on the light there if you want. No, it's not.
I'm
a,
in a going to sleep mode.
Because you need at least 3 psukim, and Shabbos this only has 2. You can't take an additional type for Torah for 2 psukim. Now there's a whole thing here in the Medrash. The Askenim Balatesis brings down, it says in the Medrash like this. Out of all the Chagim, the smallest amount of animals brought is the Musaf of Shabbat. Only Shnei Chvasim. If you look, here and Rosh Chodesh you bring Podim and Ayil Echad Kvasim Shiva Tamimim. Shabbat, every Yom Tov is a lot of Korbanos for the Musaf, and Shabbat is only 2. So it says in the Medrash that Al Davar Zakodesh Shabbos Tagra Lefnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos came with a complaint to Hashem. I'm the holiest day of the year. I'm holier than all the other Chagim. Why me? You make up the like a secondary carbon. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, because everything of Shabbos is double. Everything of Shabbos is double. What do we find double in Shabbos? It says like this: Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Mizmor is a song, and Shir is a song, right? So what is it? Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, double. It says, V'karasa la Shabbos Oineg L'gadeisha Shem Mechubad. The punishment of Shabbos is double. It says Mechalaleha Meis Yumas. Everything when it comes to Shabbos is double. Lechem Kafel Lechem Mishnah, right? Two Chalas, double. So therefore Hashem says the carbon should also be double. Okay? So it says over there, Mashal Melech, okay? They bring down the Medrash gives a Mashal. There was a king that said to his people, make a su'udah for my son. So they made two foods. So now the king comes to the people and says, okay, make for me also a meal. So they asked the king, how many foods do you want? He said, if it's good enough for my son too, I want two also. So Hashem said, if everything for the Jews is double, Lechem Mishneh, Mizmosh, everything for the Jews is double, Hashem says, for me, it's also enough two korbanos. I don't need more. So this is the whole inyan of Shabbos. Okay, then he goes into the whole thing about the Kiddush and... Anyway, so this is, the bottom line is that Hashem says everything of Shabbos is double, so therefore the carbon of Shabbos is also double. And this was brought in addition, obviously, in addition to the daily korbanos. This was the korban musaf of Shabbos. And therefore, like we said, on Shabbos you have a tefillas musaf that we talk about this korban. Okay, then it says like this, V'rosh Chodshechem, a few more interesting things over here from the Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says like this, by all the other korbanos, the Torah says, takrivu v'hikraftem by Rosh Chodesh. And the next pasuk is going to say, takrivu oilel Hashem. You should bring a korban. By Yom Tov it says, takrivu or korbanchem. By Shabbos, it doesn't say it. Why? So he says, an interesting thing, because Rabbeinu Bechaya says, this teaches us that in the Midbar, they did not bring a Korban Musaf and Shabbos. Only when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they started the Korban for Shabbos. Okay? So he says, twice, and then he says like this, why did Hashem take a command for two kvasim for Shabbos? Why not more? He says because Shabbos has two things in it. One is Zeichel L'Maisa Bereishis, right, that you have for creation. And then there is another pasuk that says V'zacharta k'eved ha'yisa b'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember that you were an eved in Mitzrayim. Hashem took you out of Egypt. And therefore it says Al Kain Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha L'asis Hashem Shabbos. Therefore Hashem commanded us to keep Shabbos. So there's two things in Shabbos. One thing of Shabbos is creation, and one thing of Shabbos is Zeichli Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Hashem said, you bring a second korban. What's interesting, and this I don't understand, because there's a third thing on Shabbos. There's Matan Torah. In fact, if you notice, the Shachris Amida, the Shachris Shmonesre of Shabbos, okay, after Akel HaKadosh, we speak Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalkei. Okay? All speaks about Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chalkei, the Maton of Maton Torah. And that's why the whole Shacharis of Shabbos deals with Maton Torah. Which, by the way, Derech Agav, at least not in all Siddur, in Chabad Siddur, you know when you say Yismachu V'malchuscha? Okay, on Friday night, and at Musaf, at the end you say Zeichel L'Maase Bereishis. In Shachris, you end off Oisei Karasa, you don't say Zeichel L'Maase Bereishis. You know, if you dive in the city, you'd notice it. Right? By Friday night it says Zeichel L'Maase Bereishis. Musaf it says Zeichel L'Maase Bereishis. And by Yizmuchu V'Malchus Shabbos in morning, it says... Chemdas Yamim Eisei Karasa, That's it. It doesn't say Zechel Ma'isa Bereshis. So it says, here, Yismuch of Amalchuscha, Shabbos morning, it says, Chemdes Yomim Eise Kerasa. By Musaf, it says, Chemdes Yomim Zechel Ma'isa Bereshis. Friday night, Zechel Ma'isa Bereshis. So it says in the Mephoshim of the Chabad Sedurim, it says, because the emphasis, Shabbos morning, is Matan Torah, not creation. And therefore, we don't want to say Zeichel Lemaisa Bereshis, because the emphasis is Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chalkei, you know, that whole inyan of Matan Torah. So there's really a third inyan of Shabbos. Creation, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. But here Rabbeinu Bachaya says that why did the Hashem say to bring two Korbanos on Shabbos? Because of creation and Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Rabbeinu, wasn't Yitzias Mitzrayim in order to get to Matan Torah?
Yeah, so correct. So maybe it's connected. It could be. Right. Okay. Another thing which is interesting. Okay, we'll see that when we start the Barash Sheichot Sheichem. Okay. Barash Sheichot Sheichem. Okay. And the Rosh Chodesh. Takrivu. Here again, he said, does say the word Takrivu. Oyla LaHashem, you have to bring a korban to Hashem. What should you bring? Parim b'nei vokar shnayim, two young bulls, va'ayelech and one ram, kvasim b'nei shana, rams, shiva, was seven male lambs, tamimim should be complete. Okay, this is what you bring on Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mefarshim ask, just in the lashon of the question, by Shabbos it says ubeyom haShabbos singular, right? It says yom haShabbos singular. So then it should say ubereish chodesh, not rashi chodeshim. Why does it say rashi chodeshim plural? Because if the Torah would write reish chodesh, somebody would think it's only the month of Nisan. Nisan is the first of the months. So if the Torah that says singular, Ubereish Chodesh, I would think you only have to bring a carbon and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What are you looking for? How do you know? So that we'd have to bring every Rosh Chodesh? So the Torah says plural Ubereish Chodesh. Okay? Now, next page. Ushleisha Sreinim. Three tenths of an eifa of fine flour, seilas mincha b'lulav Hashem in mixed with oil, lapara echot for one bull, ushnei esreinim seilas mincha b'lulav Hashem in lo'ayel echot, and two esreinim of fine flour for the ram. Meaning each bull had three esreinim of flour, the ram had one isad, one measurement. Visadin Isarin, and a tenth of an eifa. Seilas bululav Hashem and lakeves rachot to the one ram, thank you. One sheep. So it's interesting. The bulls had three measurements of flour. The ram had two measurements of flour. And the sheep, the lamb, had one measurement of flour. Again, this is all gzei sarkosis, but this is what the Torah says.
How many people was coming to Rosh Chodesh and doing all this? It's done.
And the Beis HaMikdash cheese was done by the Kohanim.
Yeah, but we bring the offering.
The communal money. These were all bought from communal money. Nobody donated them.
And nobody came physically with.
They had the animals in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash bought the animals. And they brought these are community. Korbanis Tzibur. These were all bought from the Machzitz HaShekel and all the money that the people donated. But these were not private Korbanis. They were not allowed to be private Korbanis. And that's why they were Doche Shabbos. Private Korbanis and never Doche Shabbos. Right? When Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, in addition to the, not only did they bring Korbanis on Shabbos, they brought extra korbanos on Shabbos. Right? When Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, they even brought more. And when Yom Tov, I mean, it's like, those were all communal korbanos that were able to desecrate Shabbos, because Hashem says, this is when you bring it. If a person privately brought a korban, they can never bring it on Shabbos. Or Yom Tov, for that matter. Unless if they ate from the korban. Yeah, this is definitely public korbanos. I want to just read a few, because I want to get to one point over here that the Mefarshim just mentioned in passing, but the non-Hasidic people don't even bring it down with Rashi quotes it, but Nechsidus says a lot about it. V'niskehem, and the libation, meaning the pouring of the wine on the Mizbeach, chotzi ahin, a half a hin for each bull, u'shlishes ahin la'ayel, and a third of a hin, these are all measurements, for the ram, u'viyas ahin, and a quarter of a hin, la'keves yoyin, zeis elas chedesh b'chotzei, this is the carbon eila. And every month, Rish Chedish, L'chotche Hashanah, for the all Chodoshim of the year. Meaning if it was a leap year, they brought 13 times. Usir Izim Echad L'chatos. And in addition to all this, one male goat was brought for a sin offering L'Hashem, to Hashem. Al Eila Satamid, again, in addition to the carbon Tamid, Yaseh V'Niskei, this has to be done. And Viniska, the libations, what they poured the wine on the Mizbeach. Okay, the Torah basically is saying that this is all additional korbanos brought on Rosh Chodesh. Okay? So now we find, though, an interesting thing by Rosh Chodesh. It says, Rashi says, it was a korban chatas brought. Okay? So Rashi says, all the Se'idim of Musafim, every time they brought a goat and a Yom Tov, was to forgive for somebody who unknowingly was Tomei and went into the Beis HaMikdash. So they didn't know they sinned. So how did those people get forgiven? The goats that they brought and the Chagim, that was forgiveness for them. V'nishtan Asir HaShchedish, okay? And it's different, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, that it says LaHashem, to teach us that somebody that didn't even know at the beginning or at the end, meaning like this, many times a person didn't know he was Tomei, went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then found out he was Tomei. Okay? So that person could bring a carbon. What happens if a person never knew that they were Tomei? They went into the Beis HaMikdash, they went out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they never knew they were Tamei. How did they get forgiven? So Rashi says, this was the goat that they brought as in the Korban Musaf from the Rosh Chodesh, forgave for people that went in and out without even knowing they went in and out. They didn't even know they did anything wrong, because they didn't know they were Tamei.
But if it was a communal Korban,
everybody was part of it. Everybody was part of it. Everybody gave a half a shekel.
Everybody's forgiven. Everybody's going to get forgiven.
So, yeah, but that's only if they didn't know about it. If they knew about it, then they had to bring a korban. What happens if they didn't know about it? How are they forgiven?
Is it only for this sin or walking in Beis
HaMikdash? That's it, for this sin. Then Rashi says like this, and this is unbelievable. Without learning Chassidus, you can have a very difficult time with this blessing. U'medr shagoda. Okay, what does it say in the Pasuk? Si'ir izim echod l'chatos l'Hashem. What does it say l'Hashem? Si'ir izim echod l'chatos. Who else are you bringing it for? Okay. So first Rashi says, the chatos is for a sin that only God knows about. You didn't even know. Only God knows about the sin. Okay. Then Rashi says like this. In Medrash Agada, Rashi brings down, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Heviu kapara olai. Hashem said, I need a sin offering. Bring a kapara for me. Al shemi adati esa yoreach, that I lessen the moon. Listen to this. This is what the Rashi quotes. Read it. English. Rashi says, none of these guys talk about it. None. Because it's mind-boggling. Hashem says, I sinned. This is simply what it means. God said, I sinned. I need forgiveness. Sandra Shredish, bring a carbon. bring a carbon for me. What sin did God do? He lessened the moon. He made the moon smaller. You can hear. At the beginning of creation, it says, Vayas Hashem Elokim Eshnei HaMa'eres HaGdeilu. Beginning of creation, right? God made the two big lights. As then the pasuk says, Es HaMor HaGodol Limshel Bayim Ves HaMor HaKotein Limshel HaSaloyla. The pasuk starts off by saying, God created the two big lights, right? And then, in the same pasuk, it says, the big light for day, and the small light by night. So the question is, the pasuk starts off by saying, here, on page 6, at the beginning of Chumash. Yeah, you have to look at this. On page 6 is the beginning of Chumash. Okay?
Page
6? Page 6. All the way back in Bereishis, no? The third line from the top. Just listen to the pasuk. V'yasu l'kim eshnei ha-me'eres ha-gdeilim. Hashem made the two big lights. Well, obviously the sun and the moon, yeah? Then right away the pasuk says, Es ha-mor ha-godol, the big light, meaning the sun, l'mamshal sayyem. And the small light for the night. The pasuk just called them the two big lights, and in the same pasuk the Torah says big and small. So what do you mean he made the two big ones? Then there's one big and one small. So Rashi says, here, Shavim Rashi in Bereishis says, Shavim Nivru. They were created, moon and the sun were the same size. V'nismata alavana, Hashem made the moon smaller, al shekitraga v'amra, because the moon complained to God, and said, i'efshe l'shnei malachim l'shtamish b'ketzer echot. So Gemara in Chul and Rashi quotes, two kings cannot rule equally. So God made the sun and the moon equal, so the moon came to Hashem, whatever that means, the malach of the moon, said, come on, how do you have two kings ruling? So Hashem said, no problem, you're shrunk. You complained. So no problem. So the pasuk starts off, this is what Rashi says in the Gemara in Chulin. The pasuk starts off, Shnei ha-ma'eres ha-gdeilim, because when Hashem created them, they were equal. The moon complained, so right away it became Mor ha-gadol and Mor ha-kot. Okay? So that's over there in Bereishis. So Rashi over here says, Hashem said, for what I did by lessening the moon, I need a kapara. I need forgiveness.
And the moon happens every month.
Yeah.
So every month we bring one. We bring a kapara.
Because the Rosh Chodesh is for the moon, right? The lunar.
Does something that affect to the Birkat Levana?
No, we say when Mashiach comes, it's going to be Shnei Amos, like we say at the end of Kiddush Levana, Shnei Amos Agdalim. And you need to understand all this. Yeah? Okay, so it says in Kabbalah like this. In order for evil to exist, there has to be an origin of evil. Right? Once you have a crack, you can make the crack bigger, bigger, bigger. Once you have evil, you can get bad, worse, worse, worse. But how in the world did evil come into the world? In other words, the question Kabbalah asks, if God made the world and there was no evil in the world, how in the world can other magicians sin in the Chetei Tzedas? What evil exists? We sin not because he sinned, he brought evil into the world. But if there was no evil in the world, how did other magicians sin? Where was there evil in the world? Where was this concept of evil that allowed other magicians to sin worse? If there's no evil, there's no evil. So in Kabbalah it says, the source of Chet Eitz Hadas is Mi Ata Yoreach. Because Hashem lessened the moon, And I'll explain what this means in a second. Because Hashem lessened the moon, that was already on a very refined spiritual level. That was evil. And that evil allowed that Adam Rishon should be able to sin. What made and allowed that to happen? Mi'ata Yareach? It says Tzimtzum Rishon, which I don't want to get into now. Those that learn Chassidus in Kabbalah know there's the initial, the first Tzimtzum, that God removed His whole infinite glory from the world and re-revealed Himself in a finite way for the finite world to be created. And that was the initial level of evil. Now, what does this mean? When we have the word chet, or chatos, is a sin offering. But if you know in Hebrew, there are many different expressions of sin. We say in even in Shemoneh Esrei, Slach lo novina ki chotanu, mechol lo malkeinu ki fashanu. Okay? You have shegig, you have mezid, you have even there's chet, pesha, zod, huh? Avon, pesha. There's a lot of different words for sin. In Lashon Kodesh, in Torah, it's not the same different names for the same sin. There's a different types of sins. Chet is considered an accidental sin. The worst type of sin is pesha. Pesha means pshia, negligent. Meaning you know what you're doing is wrong and you're doing it anyway. Chet.
That's intentional.
Huh?
That's intentional, not negligent.
Yeah, but it's more negligent because you pshia is negligent. Okay? Zodin is rebellion in Hebrew. There's a different levels of sin. There's a pasuk that it says, David HaMelech says, V'hoya ani ubni Shlomo chatoim kol hayomim. The word chet is misinterpreted to mean sin. In English, chet is defined as sin. Chet also comes from the word lacking, missing. Because David HaMelech, the Gemara says, didn't have a yetzer hara, he didn't sin. Right? What does it mean if it's about the Nosan Anavi with Batsheva, with promising Shlomo to be king. So he says, V'hoya ani ubni Shlomo chatoim, means we will be missing, we'll be lacking all the days. In order for evil to come into the world, it originates in a very refined level by lacking the level that you should be doing. Okay? If somebody gets a 99 on a test, it's good, it's great, it's A+. But it's still lacking. Okay? But Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'atachasreil ma'at melukim. Tillim, right? David Amel says in Tillim about Moshe Rabbeinu, V'atachasreil ma'at melukim. So the Gemara says, what did it mean? He only reached mem test. Shari Bina, he didn't reach the 50th level of Bina. He only reached 49. Nobody's greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But there's still something what's called Chet, and his level, lacking, is called Chet. Lessening the moon is not an Aveda, but it's a lacking of the second powerful light. So the source of allowing the Chet Eitz Hadas to happen in the world, that Adam and Ishin should bring evil into the world, that till today we're suffering from the Aveda that Adam and Ishin did with Chav and the Eitz Hadas, what allowed that to happen? The lessening of the moon. What allowed that to happen? The Tzimtzum Rishon.
So why do we have to pay for it?
Yeah, why do we have to pay for what Adam and Ishin did?
No, I don't just do it because of the previous.
So Hashem is saying to the Jews on Rosh Chodesh that I want you to bring a korban chatos Usir idim echot chatos l'Hashem, not God forbid, God sins. But because of that lack of revelation of godliness that the Miyat HaYireach caused, evil came into the world, sin came into the world, so Hashem says, I want you to bring a korban chatos for me. Because that was a lacking of the revelation of godliness that allowed the chatitas to happen. So it's not God forbid, God sins and needs a korban. I mean, it's ridiculous to say such a thing. But what it means is, the Miyat HaYireach, and by the way, it's very interesting. Women are likened to the moon. You know that the monthly cycle goes according to the moon. The moon is a level of Malchus. Women are the level of Malchus. It's all connected. Chetei Tadas with Miyat HaYireach is all interconnected. Therefore, it's connected to Chava, which caused the sin of Eitadas. And therefore, women don't do Kiddush Levana. It says in Shulchan Aruch, why don't women do Kiddush? They do all the other things. Why don't they do Kiddush Levana? Because the Levana was the cause of the Chet Eitadas, and because Chava caused the Eitadas, so therefore they don't do Kiddush Levana. Because it's all interconnected. That's why women don't do work on the Shchedish. The whole, and also not that the Levana receives from the sun. The women receive from the husband and childbearing. It's all, this whole thing is all interconnected with the level of the Miyat HaYireach that caused the level of the Echad Eitzadat to happen, and everything falls into place. And for that Hashem says, because of me, so to speak, evil was brought into the world, so I want you to bring a carbon for me. When Mashiach comes, the Eitzadat is going to be undone. And because the Eitz HaDas will be undone, so the moon will be just like the sun. That's what we say in Kiddush Levana. Just like it was before the lessening. By the way, it says even something else. Matan Torah undid Chetei Tadas. The Medrash says, by Matan Torah paskazu amasam, their impurity left. Matan Torah put the world to back to pre-Eitadas. What's the problem? When the Jews made the egel, they brought it back again to the Eitadas level.
So Matan Torah was beyond.
Matan Torah undid Eitadas, but the egel redid it.
It should be beyond.
It would have been, if they didn't send in the egel, if. My mother-in-law, if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a wagon, yeah. If. But the Eibishter wanted it to happen, and that's what happened. But there's a phenomenal thing. Hashem says, I brought evil into the world, and because of that, I want a carbon.
So carbon doesn't work.
The carbon works. It gives the Jew the ability to do tshuva. The Medrash says, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Neira alila al bnei Adam. God made a libel against man. Okay? He made him trouble. It says in the Medrash, the Chet Eitzadas, that's the Medrash. The Chet Eitzadas was what Hashem wanted it to happen. Hashem wanted the Eitzadas to happen. If he didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. Right? Hashem made it happen.
Because
otherwise, if there's all no bad, then you can't do good. And Hashem wanted it, right? In other words, Hashem made a perfect world. Hashem created a perfect world. But then Hashem says, it's a big deal that I made a perfect world. Of course I can make a perfect world. I'm God, I can do whatever I want. So Hashem says, you know what? I want you to make a perfect world. So they grew up many times. So how do you make? How do you take a perfect world and make it better? You have to knock down the house to make it better. The only way to make a better something perfect better, is by knocking it down. So Hashem says, okay, Chetei Tadas. Now you go fix the world. The Jews fix it. Then one Matan Torah, then the eagle, and the first base of Migdash, second base of Migdash. It's all the whole spiel.
Yeah. Yeah, because we felt Beit HaMikdash is already in the Torah.
That's right. It's all part of the plan. What?
Why does it have to be brought more than once?
Because at the birth of the moon, every month, relives that aspect of Hashem lessening the moon. There's a very famous expression in the Zayit, it's really a Medrash also. The Medrash, Kaima Siera Beshlomo, the Medrash says, in the days of David and Shlomo, was Kaima Siera Beshlomo, was a full moon. What does it mean as a full moon in the days of David and Shlomo? Starting from Avraham, the Jews are likened to the moon, right? Okay, so the moon on Rosh Chodesh is born, gets bigger, bigger, bigger until the 14th, 15th, because the lunar month is 29 and a half days. So it's between 14 and 15. So 14 and 15 is a full moon, then it gets down, 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 and it goes back up, right? That's the cycle of the moon. Starting from Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was the 7th generation. David HaMelech was the 14th. The Medrash says this. David HaMelech was the 14th, and Shlomo was the 15th. So in David HaMelech's time, you know, like historic, that's when there was a full moon. That's why in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, Ishtachas Gafnei, V'Ishtachas Te'inosei, the Pasuk says, it was great. Physically, spiritually, there was no time better for the Jews. Then it started going down. Then the cycle. So the Jews are likened to the moon because they have the ups and downs. The ups and downs of the Jewish people. So because of that, every Rosh Chodesh, when there's the birth of the moon, the whole episode of Hashem limiting the moon, it's making the moon smaller, and that whole thing starts again. So every year, every time Hashem says, Bingo Korm Chatos. So the pasuk is saying, Hashem, if you stop to think of it, Hashem says, I need a korban because I did. But see, when you learn the Rashi without chassidus, it's okay, God did a sin. How can you say God did a sin? That's terrible. I mean, so let's not discuss it. But it doesn't mean God forbid, did a sin. God lessened the moon, which was the cause. In other words, that was the refined level of evil. There's a famous story, I didn't tell it about a lot of people, but when a kid who was a very holy tzaddik when they grew up, but when they were a kid, they were also obviously a holy tzaddik, and the mother said to him, it was a hot day and the kid was sitting and learning, and the mother said, why don't you go for a swim? So the kid said to his mother, if I go swimming, the tailor's son is going to convert to Christianity. So the mother said, huh? Like, so he says like this. This is what the kid explained to his mother. All the Jews are like interconnected, right? You have the top people and the next and next and next and next and next and next. And then you have the people all the way at the bottom of the ladder that are barely holding on to Yiddishkeit. They're holding on to Yiddishkeit with a thin string. And they're barely holding on to it. Why are they barely holding on to it? Because the guy above them is where he is, and they are where they are, and everybody, you know, on their level. But if everybody goes down a notch, everybody goes down. So the guy at the bottom, who's holding on to Yiddishkeit with one thin string, is going to fall into Christianity. He's going to become, God forbid, a goy. He says, how can I go swimming? My going swimming is going down, so to speak, that's going to cause him to convert. You know what I'm saying? So the same thing with the Yoreach, because in the highest levels, Hashem lessened the moon, so that caused that everything went down, and Adam Rishu was able to sin because of it.
So every 15, the bad stuff born again?
That's why, on the 15th of the month, it's a Mazel Dikah time.
This is a very good deal.
Do you know, nowadays the restrictions are off. Do you know, in many places, including Chabad, but then the Rebbe said, he doesn't want those limitations anymore. People didn't get married in the second half of a month. It's brought down in Sfarim. It was our minig, Chabad minig. So except Adar and Elul, because they were special months, you can get married the whole month. But like if somebody made a wedding in Tevis or whatever, Shvat or whatever it is, they wouldn't get married in the second month. Why? Because in the first half of the month, the moon's going up. It's getting bigger. Second half of the month, the moon's going down. But then the Rebbe said he's taken over. Those restrictions don't exist anymore. Today you get engaged, the sooner you get married, the better. Unless if the Torah says he can't get married as soon as possible. But this all has to do with the moon. The mazel of the Jews has to do with the moon. That's why we do Kiddush Levana. Yeah, the whole concept of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh also, by the way, is connected. You know, the women have a special thing, Rosh Chodesh. They don't do the laundry, they don't sew, they don't, you know, things like this on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Why? What's the why were women given the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh? So besides, our Zeruah says because again their cycle deals with Rosh Chodesh, so this their day. But it says that the three Chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, correspond with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, Avram said Lushi Vasi Ugeis the Malachim came to Avram on Pesach. Shavuos has to do with Yitzchak because the Shefer of Matan Torah was from the Ayol of Yitzchak Sakeda. And Sukkot has to do with Yaakov because L'mikneo asa Sukkot, he made Sukkot for his, okay? So it says, the Medrash says, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot correspond with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The 12 months correspond with the 12 Shvatim. When you have a leap year, the 13th month corresponds with Shevet Levi, because they're not counted in the 12 tribes. They have Menashe and Ephraim, so Levi is not counted. So Neshanat Meshana Mubed is in the leap year, so then Levi is counted the 13th month. So it says, when all the Jews sinned in the Egel, so Rosh Chodesh was the Chag for the Shvatim. Because the women didn't sin in the Egel, and the men sinned, so the Chag of Rosh Chodesh was taken away from the Shvatim and given to the women because they didn't sin in the Egel. Which, by the way, based on what we just said and says in Kabbalah, the Egel also has to do with Rosh Chodesh because the Eit Hadas and the Egel are interconnected. What caused the Echad Eit Hadas? The Mi'at HaYareach. So it's all connected to Rosh Chodesh.
Women should be proud of themselves.
They're very proud of themselves. Don't believe me, ask them. What makes you a Jew? Not the father, the mother. No, what's greater than that? Okay, so that is Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Okay, Shishi, Pasuk Tazayin. In the first month, we know that the first month obviously is Nisan. One second. Okay. Now it says like this. V'chedesh Sharishin on the first month. And the 14th day of the month, Pesach LaHashem. Again, Pesach does not mean the Chag, by the way, because the Chag doesn't begin until the 15th. Right? This is clearly, the Torah is calling this Pesach LaHashem, meaning you have to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay? Because the Torah says, O b'chamisha asiyem l'chedesh ezeh chag, and the 15th day is a Chag, shivis yamim matzis yechel. 6 days, 7 days you should eat matzah. You should eat matzah. So the Torah says you bring a Pesach LaHashem on the 14th, meaning you have to bring a Korban Pesach. And the 15th, that's when the Chag is. And it says 7 days you have to eat matzah. Bayeim Arishim Mikro Kedesh, Kol Melechus Aveda Leisasu. And the first day, Mikro Kedesh is Yichag, Kol Melechus Aveda Leisasu. Any malacha that, and here it is different than Shabbos. By Shabbos it says, kol malacha leisasu, which means even for food. Melechas Aveda means Melacha of work, even if, like Rashi says, even if it's allowed Cholamayid, but on Yom Tov it's Asr. But the Torah doesn't use the word Melacha like it does Beshabbos, because Beshabbos you can't cook. And Yom Tov, Melechas Aveda, the Gemara learns out that you could do anything that's needed for the Chag, like cooking, you know, things like that. That you're allowed to do on the Yom Tov of Pesach. Now, it's an interesting thing. Rashi doesn't talk about it here, but Rashi, it's from the Gemara, and it's talked about it in different places. And that is that from this pasuk, it seems that you need to eat matzah 7 days. And we know the mitzvah of matzah is only the first night. Right? So this is one of the very strange ways that we learn Torah. One pasuk says Sheishes Yomim Teichel Matzis. Okay. Well, another pasuk says Shivas Yomim Matzis Yochel. So the Gemara asks a contradiction. One pasuk says you have to eat matzah 7 days. Another pasuk says you have to eat it 6 days. So this is what we say in the Bishmol. Davar Shahayu Bechlol V'yotze Min HaKlal L'Lamed. But the Gemara learns from this. It's very strange. The fact that one pasuk says 7 days eat matzah, and another pasuk says 6 days eat matzah, teaches us that only the first day is a mitzvah. The whole mishmash seemingly doesn't make sense, because the Torah says 6 days eat matzah, and another pasuk says 7 days. So at least, okay, 6 days for sure. The Gemara says no. The fact that Torah says 6 days and 7 days teaches us that only the first night is a mitzvah. To eat matzah.
So what about the other night?
The other night you can eat potatoes.
They don't have to eat matzah.
Only the first night is there a chiyuv to eat matzah. According to many poskim, because the Torah says 7 days eat matzah, they say you have no obligation to eat matzah, but if you eat matzah you get a mitzvah. But you can't make a bracha on it.
First
night you have an obligation to eat matzah. So when the Torah says 7 days here eat matzahs, that doesn't not what the Torah means. You have to eat matzah for 7 days. You can't eat chometz; that's a separate thing. But you can eat potatoes and meat, the whole or rice. No, only if you're Sephardic, or fish or whatever, huh? No, that's Sephardic.
Where does it say 6 days?
Where's the other pasuk in Dvarim? Here, in Parshas Re'eh it says, Sheishes Yomim Teichel Matzis. So Rashi asks from the Gemara. Another place in Shemais it says, Shivas Yomim. Okay? So it says that it's not obligated on the seventh. And from there you learn out for all 6 days it's also not obligated. Because it says 6 days teaches us the seventh day is not obligated. But once we learn from the seventh, we learn out that all of them are not obligated except the first night. Rashi says in Parshas Re'eh, in page 1020, if you're bored. But that's where the Rashi is. But again, I'm just saying, mentioning that you don't need to eat matzah all 7 days, it's just the first night. Now, what?
Bit of a leap.
I know, but that's the way the Torah learned. Obviously, it was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai to learn like that. Now, another interesting thing over here is like this. In Chumash, there's no names of any months. Okay, the Gemara says that the names of the months, Alu Imam Mibavel. When the Jews went up for the second Beis HaMikdash, That's when they brought the names of the months. In Torah, months are numbers. First month, seventh month, fourth month, third month. There's no ever mention of names of months in Chumash. In Tanakh, for that matter. A few places it says names, but not the names that we have today. Because according to Torah, it's actually the, you know, Torah numerical system.
But the name Aramaic, no?
Hmm?
The name Nisan is Aramaic. It's not Hebrew, right?
No. No. I mean, they have Ibam. Av means father. I mean, Nisan is Nais. I mean, they have meanings. But yeah. So there is the months which start from Nisan, and therefore Tishrei is the seventh month. But the years begin from Tishrei.
So we have two new years.
No, we have one new year, one new month. Nisan is the first of the months.
Is the first month or a month?
Okay, while we're on the Chassidic mold, we learned in the morning, we learned there's an argument in the Gemara between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lozod. When was the world created? Nisan or Tishrei? They have an argument. Were the Ovis created, born in Nisan or Tishrei? Would the Akedah Yitzchok happen Nisan or Tishrei? The whole Rabbi Lozod and Rabbi Yeshua argue a lot about this. But one of the main arguments they have is when was the world created? In Nisan or Tishrei? Right? Now, obviously, you can't have an argument in the fact. When did God create the world? He couldn't create the world in both. Right? You can have an argument if something's kosher or not kosher, allowed or not allowed. But how do you have a machlekes and a metzias? In effect, it's either Tishrei or you know, you can't have a machlekes. Right? And when any time in the Gemara, you have a machlekes and a fact. So the Gemara discusses, like, how do you have an argument in the fact? The Poskim discuss, how do you have an argument in the fact? The same thing we learned this morning, there's a famous argument between Beishami and Beisilo in the Gemara Chagiga. What did God create first? Shemayim or Oretz? Okay? One of them says, it says in the Chumash, Bereishis bara lekim, es ha-shemayim, ve-es ha-oretz. So what did he create first? Shemayim, then Oretz. But why does it say by Sheni and Bereishis? Eilu toilus ha-shemayim va-oretz bi-borim, v'yayim ha-seis ha-shem ha-lokim, Eretz v'shemayim. So the other opinion says, Eretz comes first. So the machlokes is be-shamim be-silul. What did, it's a Gemara, Chagiga. What did God create first? Did he create the Shemayim first? Or did he create the Oretz first? Now again, it's the same thing like Nisan Tishrei. It's either Nisan or Tishrei, it's either Shemayim or Oretz. It can be both. Right? So what's the answer? Both are right. Elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim. What does it mean? There's the intent of the world, the intent of creation, the purpose of creation, and then there's the actual creation. Meaning, the purpose of creation was not Shemayim. The purpose of creation is for Jews to do Torah mitzvahs. Dira b'tachtonim, like the Medrash says. So the purpose of creation is Oretz. What did Hashem actually create first?
Shemayim.
Nisan, like we said, comes the word Nes, right? Supernatural. Tishrei is natural. Right? The Aleph Beis backwards. Tov Shin Reish. Right? One opinion says the world was created in Nisan. But Baal Hashem created the world in Tishrei. Because every year, Tishrei is a new year, right? 5773. Right? What does it mean the opinion says that God created the world in Nisan? The purpose of creation is Nisan, to bring Kedusha into the world. Nes, to bring Kedusha into the world. So both opinions are right. The question is, what are we emphasizing? The purpose of creation or the actual creation? Actual creation happened in Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Chafei Elu Nivra Elam, Vav Rosh Hashanah was Yom Berei Adam Arishin. The Adam Arishin was created on Rosh Hashanah. But what's the purpose of creation? The other opinion says, not Tishrei, The purpose of creation is Nisan. So the same thing with this. You have the months, right? Why is Nisan called the first month? Why is Nisan the first month? Because the purpose of creation is Pesach, to jump, Nisan, you know, revelation. But Poel, what did Hashem create? Tishrei. And that's what he called Chedesh HaShvi. We're going to get there, not today. Chedesh HaShvi. Why is Tishrei called Chedesh HaShvi? It's the seventh month. But the Medrash says, why is it called Chedesh HaShvi? From the word Salveya. Full. Yom Tov Tishrei is full. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Simchas Torah. It's a month full. That you Savata, you fill up. V'chal Tov Savata, you fill up with the koyach to go for a whole year. Anyway, next.